talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday here, day after Christmas, Friday, December the 26th, 2025. We never quit here, we're back the day after Christmas. Pastor Craig in from Arkansas, Ghost of Christmas Past, here for with us today. Matt Morgan along with us for the ride, and we do want to remind everybody, we've got also Ghost of Christmas Past tonight. You're not going to want to miss in the studio, 8 to 10. This is going to be a show, trust me, gather your friends and family around tonight, 8 to 10. And then Matt, you're going to try to follow this show tonight with...
sports.
Oh, boy.
Matt still hasn't learned his lesson that there are certain shows you just can't follow.
Well, it might be one of them.
No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter your guest lineup, some shows you just can't follow.
Oh, no, there have been shows like that. We had a whole show with I think it was the Gary Burbank.
You should have just quit that night.
I'm done. That would have been a tough show to follow. We're just talking about sports.
Yep.
Gary Burbank's kids on. Yeah. You know, if we had done a tribute to people who'd been on this show who died this last year, boy, what a list.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Burbank and Sister Hatch and there's a big long list. I know there are people who leave my mind at this particular time. But there's a lot of them, if you go back, who we did tributes to this year who departed. But good people. We're sad they're gone, but that's the way it goes.
Yep.
Such is life. Now, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. This is the Current Event Show. Glad to have Pastor Craig back for this. And we were having a little bit of discontent there during the 10 o'clock hour. Always as we go to break. It always happens as we go to break. We were talking about Pastor Craig calling Democratic candidates the Democrat Party. See, that's where I think it's a dig, when they say the Democrat Party. Do you say that?
Okay, so I never intended as a dig. It's just...
No, I'm not jumping on you. I'm just saying, you know, I want to have a nice day after Christmas here.
I'm not accusing you of jumping on me, but I don't want our phone lines to fill up on...
No, I thought it was good.
I've never felt that I've used that word Democrat versus Democratic... as a dig. I mean, I just...
Well, how about in that terminology? Would you say the Democrat Party?
The Democrat Party, yeah.
Okay,
he's a member of the... Somebody's a member of the Democrat Party.
See, but how's that?
I mean, I think you can say you're a member of the Democrats or the Democratic Party.
Right, you can't say the Democrat Party. That doesn't make any sense. But see, that's why I think it's a dig.
Well, it's not intended as a dig.
Whatever you say... I think it's a dig, don't you think, Matt?
I don't know that it's a dig. I mean...
Yes, you do. You just said this is how you would say it.
I'm going to take my Christmas present back.
I know, take the truffles back. The truffles will go back.
Well, no, I mean... I don't think it's a dig. I mean, like I said, I think you would say like you are a member of the Democrats. I mean, that'd be right, but I don't think you would say you were part of the Democrat Party. Democratic Party. You're part of the Democratic
Party. Right, but you'd say you're the Democrat candidate?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean, I am the Democrat.
Thank you, man.
Right, and that's where you'd leave it. You wouldn't say candidate.
Yeah, I guess if I'm putting candidate in there, if I'm throwing in candidate at the end, yeah,
right,
Democratic.
Which is what Pastor Craig did earlier.
Okay, well, I would. Well, if I was a Democrat,
that's fine.
And I was running for office,
right?
And I would say, I am the Democrat that is going to represent you. I am the candidate of the Democrat Party.
Oh, now see, right now the end sounds like a dig. That doesn't sound right.
Well,
right, Matt?
I think you were good up until the end there.
Yeah, and I think that's where the dig came in.
It wasn't a dig.
That's where you twist the knife.
No, I don't think it's a dig.
Well, it is a dig if you're doing it in that way.
How?
You liberals drive me crazy.
No. I mean, isn't that the way it goes? No, you can't say liberal anymore. It's progressive now, isn't it?
That's right.
It's progressive.
You progressives drive
progressive.
Me crazy.
No, I mean, but I think... So why do people say it that way, then? Because I never heard anybody who was a Democrat say it that way.
I think it was the way you were brought up. I mean, I think it's the way... I mean...
No, that's a fairly new thing.
I don't recognize it as being a new thing. I think it's a thing that I've always had.
Okay.
I think it's just because usually when you talk about it, you're talking about the Democrats.
Okay, if I said Bill Clinton was a member of the what party?
Democrat Party.
That's what you'd say, Matt?
I'd say he was a Democrat.
No, that's not the question I asked you. I said fill in the blank. Bill Clinton was a member of the what party?
So, like, Bill Clinton was...
Democrat.
No. I'm fill in the blank.
Okay.
Bill Clinton was a member of the blank party.
If I have to use party at the end, I would say Democratic.
There you go.
Okay, so here it is. Seventh grade English. And we have a
You know
test.
Why? Because Democrat is singular and party is plural. So your English is wrong. You're taking a singular and a plural okay. And you're combining them.
And I agree with you. And I would say that's one of those areas in the English language where my English is not perfect, because I know if I was in eighth grade taking an English test and it was fill in the missing word and it says you are a member of the blank party, I would put Democrat.
But that's wrong. I take a big red pen out and I would mark it off. I'd say...
I don't think I ever got 100% on an English test.
But
I mean, I know that it's flawed. I'm just telling you that from my perspective,
I understand.
It's not meant as a dig.
But let's say you are a well-versed English person and you're speaking like that. Do you think it's a dig?
To me, okay, I can see your argument that it is, but to me, I wouldn't think of it as a dig just because I wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I see your argument. I mean, you know, tomato, tomato.
Right.
I can see your argument.
I never heard that so much until the last year. And now I'm starting to think it's a dig.
And see, I don't even
because I think they
that.
Don't want to say democratic, because democratic they feel is associated with our form of government and that it means optional. And that the conservative party is not an optional party. So I think that's what they're trying to change it to say, well, that's no, they're not the Democratic Party. They're the Democrat Party.
Okay. Well, I see.
I think our president, by the way, is the one who first adopted this.
That wouldn't surprise me. But and I see your point, and you're probably right, but I've just never, I mean, I didn't even notice that there was this phenomenon going on.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I mean, I think that I mean, I probably I don't know. I probably would just think you said it wrong. I wouldn't take it as a dig. I really wouldn't take it as a dig. I would just
so
think
you, don't,
you said
no,
it
no,
wrong.
I'm not saying you don't have to take it as a dig. My question is it meant as a dig? I don't take woke as a dig, but I'm sure it's meant as a dig.
Okay.
I don't. Well, no. Would it be possible to use it as a dig? I'm sure. But I think usually it's not used as a dig.
In the phone call I had this morning in the first hour about woke, it was. That's another one of those woke things that people are... That clearly is taking a dig.
Oh, yeah, and it's obvious from the context
right.
of the whole thing.
And that's where I always hear that word now. Right. I don't hear that. Hey, you're really woke. Cool guy. Yeah, I ain't getting that.
Well, But I don't ever use that.
So it's
that
become a negative word.
We use that as a dig, because anytime I'm talking about the Democratic Party, it's automatically
there you go.
A dig.
You're reform. Well, that's not true. You're all about.
I know.
Mayor Schertzer.
I know, and see, but I'll tell you, if I say, because it's well known that I am a strong Republican and I support Donald Trump and all that. The fact that I am a huge supporter of Schertzer, voted for Schertzer, that will never give me any credit with your audience as far as...
Would have voted for Glenn Coble.
Sure, I would have voted for Glenn Coble.
There you go.
I even told Glenn I would help him on his campaign if he
needed. You can't be a strong Republican then. You're probably one of those rhinos.
No, I'm
not. No! But that's a term of endearment, I heard.
I have some friends that are rhinos, you know.
See, I don't understand that one either.
But they're an endangered.
Why is that a dig?
They're an endangered species.
Is
so,
that a dig?
Know. Is that a dig?
Yeah.
A rhino?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
See, I don't get that one either.
But see, that's something that many of us conservative Republicans, we will throw that dig at fellow Republicans because you know.
But how can you tell somebody what party they are if they tell you what they are? You can't tell. That's like them telling you what party you are. That's how we got MAGA, because you're not a Republican, you're a MAGA,
which is yeah.
So why are we doing that? Whatever you say, I'll believe. If you tell me you're Republican, good. If you tell me you're Democrat, good.
In all seriousness, I can tell you why we're doing that kind of stuff. The culture in general has become label-oriented. I mean, it goes beyond politics. I mean, it's, you know, people that are on the spectrum. You know, I mean, we've become label-oriented in all walks of life, in all areas.
You are a conservative Republican.
Okay.
I think he's a rhino.
Oh Lord.
I'm taking
Christmas goes away. No. How did you ever get on this show? My God. What I hear. I don't know how you made it in here. Trump supporter. I thought we had a sign on the door to deter all people who were like that. We never have those people on the show. Set the whole balance of power off in here. I know.
I am a conservative who subscribes to the majority of the policies and platforms of the Republican Party. There are things in the Republican Party.
What is that today?
Well, that's been, it's kind of been changing. I mean,
it certainly has.
Because the Republican Party of today is not the one 20 years ago. It's not.
It's not the one 5 years ago.
That's right. Just like the Democratic Party of today is nowhere near the Democratic Party of, you know, John
That's
F.
True.
Kennedy. It's really not even the same party as the Bill Clinton.
No. But what I do believe is different in the two parties. I believe that the views of people who are still alive, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Obamas, have evolved more toward where the Democratic Party is now. I believe people like Mike DeWine and people like George W. Bush, I don't think their views are what the Republican Party has become.
I agree.
And I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a hard time saying that. Bill Clinton would agree with Kamala Harris? No. Well, yeah, I think he would. I think he would. Because I think his views evolved over time. But I don't think Mike DeWine thinks like Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
I think his views have not evolved.
No. Mike DeWine and George Bush would agree on almost everything.
Right.
But Mike DeWine and Donald Trump are far apart.
So why is that? Why has the old Democratic Guard evolved through time? Even though they don't have to be elected for anything, they don't have to do that. But the Republican Party has not. I have a theory on this, but
I'd be anxious to hear your theory because off the cuff I don't have an answer.
I don't think the things that have changed in the Democratic Party are more social, and I think social issues. You know, I don't think Bill Clinton really cared if you married a gay person. Okay. I don't think Bill Clinton really cared if you flew a pride flag. I don't think Bill Clinton cared about things of that nature then. I think Bill Clinton cared about gun control then. He just couldn't be as outward about it because of the times. So I don't think his views, it doesn't matter to him because it's social. I think what has changed in the Republican Party is the conservative nature of the finances. And I think that's a bigger thing to come to terms with. If you look at spending, AOC, I hate to say this, and Bill Clinton spend about the same. They believe in spending about the same things. It's the social issues that have changed. The Republican issues, what John Kasich and Mike DeWine and George W. Bush think money should be spent on and tax cuts should be given to, are not what Donald Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy think. And that's the big difference.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I think you got it, yeah.
So what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
Were you awake during this part of a portion of the show?
It was just a long rant that I heard it, but like, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Well. I mean, you certainly well more versed in that than I am. I'm, you know.
Well, no, just the question.
First president I remember,
do you think,
Barack Obama.
Okay, but do you think Bill Clinton and who is the Gavin Newsom. Do you think Bill Clinton and Gavin Newsom more or less line up on issues?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think George W. Bush and Donald Trump line up on issues?
Didn't you just go down this whole line?
Right. No, but why is that? Yeah. Why is the old guard in the Democratic Party lining up with the new guard?
Yeah, I got the
why
question.
Is the Republican not?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the Democratic Party, I guess, as of, I don't know, at some point, I suppose, is you know, progressive party. So, in theory, I mean, they're going to, you know, evolve their, you know, thought process.
I think the Republicans are having a very hard time right now coming to terms with a lot of things. We'll see.
Like, what, you mean like the Republicans are having an identity crisis over there or something?
Well, it's very clear to me that there are a lot of Republicans that do not agree with all of Trump's policies, but they feel they have to in public to get reelected at this point. And that's a hard moment for them.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
Probably so.
So that's, I think that's a problem that the Democrats are not having right now. But they could in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly could in the future.
And part of the reason is, I think really Donald Trump is the first president that I can remember, if you are in his party but you don't agree with all his policy, if you're outspoken about it, he will fund your opponents in the primary. I can't remember any past president that was so vocal about funding primaries within your own party against certain candidates.
So I'm going to give you this time, because you're a Donald Trump supporter. You haven't been back since he has been reelected. What do you make of the first year of Trump 2.0?
Okay.
Well, this will be good.
Oh, it'll be good. I'm going to raise blood pressures out there. My feelings about Donald Trump as a person haven't really changed any. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm uncomfortable when he says certain things. I'm uncomfortable how he does certain things. But I understand that's Donald Trump. So, I can hate the way he is personally, but that's never going to change. As far as what he has done, because that's what's important, what a person does. What he has done, I'll be at the top of the list of cheerleaders for what he has accomplished.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matt, Trump 2.0.
Well, I don't think Trump has done a whole lot. I mean, he's broken lots of laws and things of that sort. And, you know, I think the Supreme Court's kind of turning on him a little bit. You know, they've ruled against him in some things at this point. I think the Republican majority Senate is, well, and House are both, you know, trying to figure out a way to backpedal away from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is underwater on everything in terms of approval rating. I'm rather not happy with how Donald Trump has performed.
Pastor, you say to that?
Okay, so give me one concrete example of, or give me two, or give me three, things that he has done that you're not happy about.
Well, I mean, he tried to, like, first 100 days, he tried to strike birthright citizenship. That's, you know, in the Constitution. That's not how that works. He doesn't have that power. That's an overreach. He's been bombing a whole bunch of drug boats that are just alleged drug boats, because how do we know those are drug boats? And also, they shot the people who were trying to you know, the survivors from the executed them. Actually, as a matter of fact, yesterday we bombed Nigeria. So there's that, too. Airstrike Nigeria. We bombed Iran for no reason.
He's giving you more than three, Pastor. Well,
because other than Israel decided that you know, they wanted to pick a fight with Iran, and then when Iran decided to pick a fight with them back, they were like, oh, we need help.
Let me just slide a story in here before we go back to the pastor for the answer on this one. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles said recently in an interview that President Trump has the personality of an alcoholic and J.D. Vance is a conspiracy theorist. That's Chief of Staff.
Current chief.
Still got the job today.
Well, yes. That's crazy.
Yeah. And she tried to walk it back, and the guy said, I got the audio recording. You want to release that? We'll go right ahead.
Well, Donald Trump agreed with her. Said he does have the personality of an alcoholic. Said he wasn't an alcoholic, but he didn't have...
What does she have on him? She must know where the bodies are buried.
She must. I, you know, I'm not sure I even understand what she was saying.
Or what was he saying when he agreed with it?
I don't know. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. Now, I did want
to... you don't have to care about it, but I'm just saying that the White House Chief of Staff says it, the current one, that's kind of significant.
She still has the job.
And she still has the job. Yeah.
So...
And J.D. Vance, conspiracy theorist... They're eating the cats and dogs. I wonder.
JD Vance looks like him.
By the way, I have no idea. You think they're still eating the cats and dogs over there
in Springfield?
In Springfield,
yes, I do. I think they are.
God Almighty!
And the goose population is down 40%.
See, that was a good example of where the news, the rubber didn't meet the road on that one. But go ahead, Pastor. Come in.
So anyway, as far as I honestly believe, Matt, that they know, they have the receipts who's running a drug boat. When you say, alleged drug boat, I believe that they do have, they know. And I don't believe that there's any innocent fishing boats or stuff like that as far as, boats being torpedoed out of the water. And as far as, we bombed Iran for no reason at all. We actually, before Trump was ever in office, we had mounting concerns over Iran's nuclear program. I mean, we didn't just all of a sudden decide with Trump that they had a nuclear program and this is where it was. It was in these mountains. I mean, that's something that's been known for a long time. So, you can look at it two different ways. One, it was none of our business to do it. Or you can look at it, from the standpoint as it was definitely a international threat and somebody had to do something about it.
You agree with that?
I really don't. I mean, pretty much everybody at this point has nukes. I don't see what the issue is if we give Iran nukes, because what's Iran going to do? Nuke somebody? Everybody's going to nuke Iran. That's called mutually assured destruction, massive retaliation. It's a whole doctrine, which is why nobody's launched a nuke since World War II to begin with.
Only country to ever use nuclear weapons on another is us.
Yeah, and we love that thing. Dude, we love that.
Well, I don't know if we love it.
Oh, I don't know. We teach about it in school all the time and whatnot.
Well, it is history.
Oh, well, I don't know. But we like the idea.
We aren't the only country that had the fear of Iran having nuclear weapons.
What about North Korea? North Korea's actively threatened to nuke us on multiple occasions. We obviously don't care about their nuclear program, but Iran, big spooky Iran.
In the international community, most countries are comfortable with the countries that do have nukes because of this whole mutual destruction thing. But I'm not aware of any countries that were comfortable with the possibility of Iran having them because of the volatile nature of Iran itself.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know that all the countries in Europe are getting together and talking about war plans? Because with Trump wanting to take Canada and Trump wanting to take Greenland, European countries are fearing that he might want to take them too. So, Canada has got war plans, in case we get into a conflict with them.
So how do you feel about this conversation?
Well, I just recently got into it. Fill me in on a little bit back.
Well, basically it's about the U.S. getting involved in foreign... entanglements.
Wow. We get involved in too many foreign entanglements.
Watch it.
And we drop bombs on too many people.
Well, keep listening, and if anything catches your ear, call back in.
Okay.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A pivotal moment did come recently from the Supreme Court. For the first time, they did rule against Trump and said you cannot send the National Guard into mm-hmm. states. I thought that was significant. First time they really made a ruling that was absolutely against what Trump had thought he could do.
Yeah, and I think it's good. And, one of the things that I think has been very good, and see, this was the plan from the start. You know, when Donald Trump came into office and he, you know, issued all these executive orders and did all these things, that was very much calculated and intentional, and there was assumed that lawsuits would get filed left, right, down the middle, everywhere possible, because he knew that in order to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, he had to take bold steps, and he had to be challenged on it and let the courts sort it out whether or not everything he was doing fell within his powers or didn't fall within his powers. That was a plan. He knew this was going
to
happen.
And by the way, the tariff question is coming to the Supreme Court very soon, and that's not looking very good for Trump.
And I think that's all good. And I think it's great that he has been challenged on all these different fronts. And in the court system, you know, he lost a lot of those cases in the beginning, but every time it moves up to the next higher level in the court, his winning percentage goes up. Now, you brought up the point that this time the Supreme Court ruled against him. I think that's good. This is the judicial branch operating the way it is supposed to operate.
But a lot of people feel that they are political. They were appointed by him. They went with him as long as the getting was good. And now that, as Matt says, he's underwater and everything, all of a sudden they're ruling against him. And coincidentally, I do want to get this in. We have got 20 minutes left. But there is a D-Day coming on January the 1st, and it's health care. The whole bit with the Democrats shutting down the government or the Republicans shutting down the government, however you saw it back in November or November 1st, October 31st, it was about health care. And on January 1st, the Obama-Biden subsidies expire for 22 million Americans, and your health care is going up. And the Republican Party has not introduced a plan, which they said they would have, and we're 6 days away. Now, what happens in 6 days? Does your health care go through the roof, literally? Or when the Republicans come back, do they make a deal with the Democrats to keep these subsidies going? And if they do, that's going to be a shot at President Trump, who doesn't want them to do that. And coincidentally, and then I'll throw it to you both, student loans. He's also made a ruling recently on student loans through Linda McMahon, the former WWE lady who's heading up the education department, that, I don't know, just to say it. But anyway, she says that people are going to have to pay back their student loans. And apparently this is a breaking point in the Republican Party where they're saying we can't put all these people in forfeiture. Nobody's going to be able to get a loan, and that the Republican Party will go against Trump on this one, Congress, and not let that happen. Two issues, first time in the Trump presidency that Congress would not be going with Trump, student loans and certainly health care first on January the 1st. What do you think?
I see it as being very, well, I don't know about very, but I wouldn't see it as improbable. It's likely, in my opinion, that they will either extend the tax. I think they're just going to extend the
subsidies.
Yeah.
So why shut down the government? Why didn't they just make a deal with the Democrats back then, which is what the Democrats, they said, that's all we want. Why do this? Why say you have a plan if you don't?
I don't know why they said they had a plan when they don't. I think that was the dumbest thing they could have done, because I think the Democrats voting in favor to open up the government.
People like Marjorie Taylor Greene say this is going to hand the Democrats the Congress in November.
I think they very much so when they came out and said, Mike Johnson said, when you open back up the government, we'll show you our health care plan. Government has been opened back up. There is no health care plan. So I think they're just going to extend the, ACA tax credits. And I think that, you know, that'll be a win to some extent for the Democrats.
Well, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and a lot of other Republicans are saying you're going to see the defections after January 1st, including her, and who would have thought she'd be the leader?
You know, I think it's awfully interesting that she opted to not run for Congress again.
Well, who knows? Pastor.
Yes.
What do you think of it? Why are we headed toward this D-Day on January 1st? Where is the Republican plan? And do you think they're just going to let it expire and healthcare is going to go up for 22 million people?
Okay, so first of all, why did we get this far? Because that's the way Congress always operates. We always push things back to the last minute. And I mean, and as far as what's going to happen, I think that either you will see the Republicans unveil their plan, or they will just, you know, vote to extend it. Because I don't really think they're going to, I don't really think they're going to not extend it and not have an alternative. I think they're going to do one or the other.
Right, but that's, President Trump did not want them to make a deal
right.
when the government was shut down
right.
over this.
Right.
They said they had a plan.
That's why I believe that they will have a plan.
So you, in the next, why wait till the last 6 days?
They do everything at the last minute.
Okay.
I mean, you know, doesn't Congress traditionally always, you know, wait till the very end, wait till the last minute?
You think they have a plan, Matt?
Marjorie Taylor Greene went on The View and said that the Republicans do not have a plan.
Said she has to see the plan.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's very possible. I think they will have one.
Okay. And if they don't,
then they'll extend the subsidies.
And if that happens, how's that going to bode for the Republican Party?
Well,
that they're going to do something that they could have done right. and saved a lot of people a lot of pain, blues, and agony back in October.
They'll pay the price.
They'll pay the price, right.
They didn't. If they don't come up with something, then, yeah, they didn't do their job.
Do you think they'll lose the Congress and possibly the Senate if they do it this way?
I don't really know. I mean, it's too early to say.
Do you think they're going to let student loan go into, the Congress is going to let that go into forfeiture?
See, there again, I don't think they have the stomach and the backbone to, you know, let it go into forfeiture.
So that is in direct opposition to the order that Trump gave Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
So this will be the first two times that the Congress has went against what the president wanted.
Yeah, because, you know, we have a pattern of, you know, doing the wrong thing, and then you've got this massive problem, and people don't have the fortitude and the backbone to just cut it off and say no more.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think, Matt?
Like, what are we cutting off? Like you said, fortitude to cut it off and say no more. Like the student loan things?
Yeah, like you got to pay it back. You agreed to a loan, you got to pay it back.
But I think you do have to pay it back. What they're saying is if you're not able to get a job in that field or you're under a certain income level because you're ill or not making the wage you were, we're not going to destroy your credit and we're not going to...
I don't think they let you out of the loan,
no.
Okay. I was saying, do they let you have your mortgage if you're, you know, you couldn't get a job in the field that you were working in? Or, I mean, you know, it's... You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that a lot of these loan companies do come to these college campuses with these kids who are barely out of high school
right.
and sign them up, and they don't need their parents' opinion at that
right.
point. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I heard that there's 50-some senators that are pushing for the House to impeach President Trump.
Well,
and one of the reasons why they want impeachment also is he defies judges. Judges has told him he can't put the military into these cities that he wants to, and he continues to do it. You know, we can't have a president that keeps defying judges.
What do you mean, Pastor?
Well, I know there was a couple cities where there were judges that said he couldn't, and he hasn't. I mean, he has continued to do what he wanted to do in every situation when a judge said he couldn't. And so when he's been told he couldn't do it, he has not done it, pending the results of what the appeal would be. I believe it was like. I don't know, I can't remember what city it was, but he was going to send them, and he was ruled he couldn't, and so he didn't.
You know, here's the thing I wonder about things like student loans and health care and things. These do not make up the great majority of the national debt. They are fractions. The biggest thing we spend money on, always has been, is the military.
Mm-hmm.
No cuts are ever made there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because the military is important enough not to.
I would cut about $200 billion from the military. We spend about $1 trillion on the military every year, and our closest competitor is China at like $667 billion.
But I guess my...
So if we cut $200 billion off of our military spending, we're still number one in the world. But, don't worry about it. We're right, not losing the top spot.
But it's not even that. I guess my point is cutting... If you put everybody in student loan deficit, if you put them all in default, if you got rid of, if you let healthcare go up on 200 million people, if you did all that, it's not going to fix the deficit. It's not going to do it, because these are small fractions of what is causing the problem. What is causing the problem is the military.
But the goal is not to, the goal is not cutting those programs to cut the deficit. The goal is cutting those programs because those programs have ballooned out of control.
But ballooned to what? I mean, the government, Eisenhower warned, they weren't spending this kind of money on the war effort or the military when Eisenhower was in office.
That's right. What his speech when he left
military
office?
Military industrial complex.
I mean, federal government shouldn't even be involved in student loans, period. I mean, zero. It doesn't matter. The magnitude of the dollars is small in comparison to the overall thing. It's something they shouldn't even be doing in the first place. Let your private banks do that.
Well, a lot of people right now are saying, why are prices not down? Why didn't inflation go away? Day one, President Trump said they would.
I know. And you know, it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic expectations and unrealistic, you know, things that Trump says. You know, you've got in prices that went up, they've been going up since COVID. You know, they have 5 years history of, you know, out of control price increases. You can't make prices go back down in a day. You can't do it in 6 weeks. You can't do it in 6 months.
Well, why say it then?
Because that's the way the guy operates. He says a lot of stuff.
But how come during the campaign, like, when we talk about it, you don't say that? See, that's the problem.
I don't know if I would have said that some of those were unrealistic promises.
Most people would not have. They just said he's the guy to fix it. He's going to fix it, just like he says.
I mean, I would have said that, you know, Trump's going to bring prices down on energy and things like that. But I wouldn't have said in the first 6 months or the week after he takes office.
But do you think the voters thought that a year later? They'd be higher if nothing else.
I think a lot of things that the voters don't analyze and think about. They just take it at face value.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Venezuela is putting embargoes on our oil coming from them to us, and their oil is what you call heavy crude. Okay, the oil we produce here and in Canada is called light crude. Okay, our refineries are set up to refine heavy crude. So even if we wanted to drill baby over here, we do not have refineries that can refine enough of that light crude for our own use.
Any response?
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics of our refineries, whether we do have the capacity or not.
You don't know the difference between heavy crude and
light
crude?
I do know the difference, but I don't know, you know, our refineries here, what percentage of them have capacity to do what kind of refining? I don't know. But I will say this, you know, the Venezuelan situation goes back a long way. When Venezuela nationalized our private companies that were producing oil there. So this is something that has a long history as far as sanctions and things like that. And so most of the problems that we have with Venezuela have to do with their nationalization of our private companies.
All right. Thank you, caller. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to get in.
I just wanted to make one other comment.
Go right ahead.
And it was about the Supreme Court decisions.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And I think at one time you said that it was sort of political, or you were...
That's what the people's belief is, yes.
Because he had appointed three of the judges. If you take the time to read the decisions on every time the Supreme Court issues a decision, most of the times they're issuing a decision based on a tiny part of the law. They'll pinpoint a certain thing and make their decision on that. And so most of their decisions are not wide sweeping decisions, because some of the things that they have ruled on in his favor can come right back to the courts, just because they have to maybe make a small change in how they're doing things. Or if they make a small change, they'll wind up back in court. In other words, their decisions aren't broad and sweeping. They're making a very narrow decision on a point of law.
How would you rate Trump's first year back?
I would rate it excellent, only because...
Like on a letter grade.
A letter grade, A+.
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 There you go. Matt, how would you rate it?
I give him, I don't know... Well, not good. D minus.
You know, here's the thing. You know, the whole no kings thing, it like kind of cracks me up. I mean, I think it's one of the biggest political jokes that's been foisted on the American people, because if anything, it's obvious with this president that he's nowhere near a king operates, because if he was a king, nobody would be getting any satisfaction from the courts, because there wouldn't be any courts. I think the fact that a lot of what he's doing is being challenged in the courts, he's winning some, he's losing some, shows that our republic is operating the way it's supposed to operate.
What do you think, Matt? D minus.
It would certainly seem to me... Man, it makes me really just seem like I'm going after what Pastor Craig said, but I don't think we're operating in the way we're supposed to be operating. The attorney, like Trump's entire cabinet, just does what he says. They're all lackeys, and then the entirety of the Congress and the Senate, they just do what Trump says up until as of late. Now they've been trying to push back.
Hasn't every president's cabinet done what he wanted them to do? I mean,
if the courts made a ruling, an attorney general would have enforced it. Donald Trump's attorney general would not enforce a claim unless Donald Trump told him to.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, amen, Matt.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead. Come back in. You got a chance to answer here. Go ahead.
Barack Obama's attorney general did everything.
Oh, now we're going to go back to Biden and Barack Obama.
Well, if you're...
There's problems.
Well, I think that's fair. We can go back in time. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we could go back to time in George Washington's day, too.
No, but I think
why we won that war with Britain for a revolution is we took control of the airfields. That's how we won that war. Did you know that?
Well, okay. Thank you, and I appreciate...
That was a President Trump quote, our genius.
Okay, and let's go to the people listening out there. Mary, as we heard from her, Mary, hope you're out there doing well this morning. On jobs, the economy, 32% of working class respondents approved of Trump's stewardship, while 58% disapproved, according to Newsweek. 32% on the economy. Yeah, okay. That's terribly low. That's lower than George Bush, I think.
Well.
So what happened?
What happened?
During the first term, people were okay with his economy. Now they're not.
The gas prices didn't come down fast enough.
No, but let's get back to the attorney. We're going to run out of time on the attorney general thing. The attorney general.
Yes.
Okay. Matt said Trump's attorney general won't enforce anything. You say?
Barack Obama's attorney general only enforced what he wanted to enforce, or what they wanted to enforce. He ignored many things. I mean... Show me an attorney general that has operated differently, really.
Well, I think Ruggleshaus resigned when Nixon said fire Jaworski.
He had back.
I mean, I think three of them did. Yeah. I think three of his attorneys general
so,
did.
So, I mean, there were some people that had backbone and had intestinal fortitude.
Okay, I don't know much about Barack Obama's. I don't know anything about it. As a matter of fact, Barack Obama's attorney general. I will use this because I know.
Eric Holder.
the Secretary of Labor, that department had, you know, it get, you know, the Department of Labor. They give labor statistics. Donald Trump's person who was in the Labor Department gave, like, you know, published statistics, and Donald Trump, ooh, those are bad numbers. Fired that guy, put another guy in there, like putting a new guy in there is going to give him better statistics. If the new guy's giving you better statistics, it sounds like he's stacking the box.
You know, I think we probably have to take a grain of salt from every administration. I think they probably are going to give you numbers that benefit them and anybody. You know, I don't put a whole lot into that. I mean, you know, okay, the inflation is only running 2.1% right now or whatever it is. Well, you know, we all can come up with things that we're buying that it's a lot worse than that. I think it's good for giving you overall trends, but I'm not going to put a whole lot of weight in what the numbers are. I think it gives you an idea of the overall trend, but every time they give you, and I'm talking about both administrations, like the previous one and this one, you know, when they give you percentages and numbers, you got to take it with some grain of salt. Because they're gonna make them look good for this administration, and I think it's when you take a poll of the general people, is this working for you or is this what you see? And we've all had times when we've sat there and said, "Well, I can't believe those numbers." Both administrations.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. You're on.
I'll try again. Wait a minute.
Merry Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. The most wonderful time of the year.
Everybody's making up now in the studio. It's wonderful.
Wonderful time.
It's a wonderful thing here. I should mention here that one of our listeners out there, it's hard to reason with a Trumper. Well, there you go. Okay. I don't know how you ever made it on the... We'll be in the tabloids now. I don't know how you ever made it on the show.
You know, every time I come to Ohio in the future, I'm going to make sure that I can be here on a Friday because, you know what? Your listeners love to have somebody other than you that they can poke fun at and they can beat up. And you know what? I'm happy to be that person.
But listen, I think this is emblematic of something, truthfully, that you have always been somebody who supported Donald Trump, say
Absolutely.
Trumper, if that's the term.
Yeah.
Like Democrat Party. So my point is that no dig. But the point is that if we look back to last year when Trump was running for office and you were on this show regularly, you did not get this kind of criticism. And that you're getting it now, I think, is emblematic of something. I think it's emblematic of the Supreme Court decisions. I think it's emblematic of why Amy Acton is leading the polls in Ohio. I think it's emblematic of what decisions going to be made about health care and student loans first of the year. I think this is emblematic. There was not this type of criticism prior to this last, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 months.
I think there's a lot of people that voted for Trump that now, you know, are feeling negative or have some negative feelings because we have never seen a president who has taken this strong a stand on issues and taken steps to be strong and be forceful. And I think that scares a lot of people. I think that scares a lot of people.
Matt, what do you think?
I don't think the president's job is to be strong and be forceful. The president's job is to simply enforce the law. The executive branch is to uphold and enforce the law.
That's why ICE is in your city. They're enforcing the law.
Personally, I do not care about illegal immigration whatsoever. It just doesn't bother me.
Killers.
But I mean, you know, sure. I mean, I guess you know, ICE is doing what ICE wants to do. I suppose, you know, they're just doing their jobs.
I couldn't believe they've become so unpopular.
It's amazing, really. It's amazing how unpopular they are and how strong the anti-ICE movement is because they are enforcing the law, period.
Well, there was shortly after the election, there was an article written by the AP about some town in Texas that had a bakery, and the bakery was owned by a family, and the family, well, the bakery got shut down because the family, I think all five of them got arrested and deported. Well, I don't know if they got deported, but I know they got arrested by ICE, and the people in that community were very upset because, you know.
I believe elections are all big
because
time
wrestling.
Because
the way it was sold to them is that it was going to be, you know, the quote-unquote the worst of the worst, the rapists and the murderers that were just dropped off in our cities.
Well, that again, I think the elections are like big time wrestling, and I think people see it as that, and they don't really think anything's going to change. And this time, things did change, and clearly people seem to be unhappy with that at the moment, if you take a poll. And what implications will that have on Congress this year? Will it have on the Ohio gubernatorial race this year? Will it have on local elections this year? Will it have on the Senate races this year? I think it'll be very interesting to see. And where does it go? Pastor Craig, it's good to have you back. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had tons of fun. I love.
Now say it like you mean it.
I love being the punching bag.
No, you weren't the punching bag.
No,
but I think it's very interesting.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed being back here. I enjoy this type of conversation because when it's all said and done, I can still be your friends because Matt disagrees with me. You are going to sit there in silence. And
I didn't say anything. All I did was tee the questions up.
I know, but
I didn't say a darn thing.
But you know what? I'm going back to Arkansas on Monday, and I will feel no different about Matt than I felt before I came. And you know, I'm not feeling any different about your callers. I mean, I welcome the person who disagrees with me saying how they disagree with me. I may not do a very good job expressing my opinion, but at least, you know. Hey,
I'm sure people agree with you out there.
There's one or two people.
No, I'm sure there are people. But I do think there's going to be a moment on, because we won't have another program till what, the second. I do think this healthcare thing is going to be a big moment in time. And if the Republicans don't come up with a plan in the next 6 days, that's going to be a big reckoning for them because there's been too much made of this.
I will make a point of calling in and talking on a Friday.
Next Friday,
when something happens on the ACA subsidies.
And you believe there will be a plan. So if it's no plan, you will say?
I'll say that's their fault for being big dummies.
Yeah.
No, seriously, because I got to believe they have a plan. And if they don't have a plan, I'm very disappointed in them.
Could it cost them the elections?
It could.
All right. That could be a big thing coming. And you know what? I also think, by the way, it's very ironic that Amy Acton's a doctor. Because if you want to run on something in Ohio, where in Marion County, I forget what the number is, but the percentage of people on Medicaid in Marion County is astronomical. Boy, that leaves you quite the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go, in a rural county. What do you think, Matt?
Well, yeah. I mean, I certainly think that'd be of a benefit for her to beat on, you know. But... I don't know that. I'm just not all that excited about the Amy Acton or Vivek Ramaswamy.
But you're excited about tonight's show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's going to be big tonight. Don't miss this, 8:15 to 10 p.m. It's a day of returns here. Pastor Craig this morning and tonight, what you'll hear from 8:15 to 10. Get everybody huddled around, and then Matt's going to try to follow tonight's show with football. It'll be fascinating. It's been good to have you back here today, Pastor Craig.
It's been great being back here, and never once did I honestly feel like taking back your Christmas present, Matt.
And when you roll back through town again, you'll stop back by.
Absolutely.
You're always welcome. For Matt Morgan and the Trumper himself, Pastor Craig, they're hard to reason with, but you still put them on the show anyway. We're heading for the dugout. Talk to you tonight.
Up here.
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear...